Really?
Said it in my house. Yeah, he was in my house once.
Why was there?
No, he was there, and he told me this part in my house. I sent my kid to get him something. He wanted a tea or something. I sent my son to make it for me. So he told me this part.
Okay, but I want to just... I can even say, even there, I thought it very, I had that question. I thought maybe getting a tea ready is not like Tichy Chita.
I am.
Can we learn? I'm related to him, I still said it.
Okay. Something about the Mike Mifflin. Can we? The Mike Mifflin. What is the Machloikas between Rukhiya and Bar Kapara? Again, there were three cases. One was a Zarsh that did Avodah in the base of Mikdash and Shabbos. One was a Balmum that did Avodah Betumah, and one was a Zarah that ate Malika. In each of those three cases, Rebchiah said he's over two, and Bar Kapara said he's over one. But Mike Mifflin, what is the underlying Machloikas? The Isra Kailu Balibad Rabbi Yaisi. The Machloikas is by Isra Kailu. According to Rabbi Yaisi, when the second Isra answers more things to the person, not makes more things usher to the, not that the object becomes more usher, the person becomes usher. So what happens over here is, Dr. Rashi, the Isra Kailu, the common Mepharish, my Isra Kailu, Isra Ika. The Libid Rabbi Yaisi, the Amr Bishari Surah, Isra Chalal, Isra Adei Migu. That says that sometimes by Isra Maisav, he said, it works. So the Shaila is by Isra Kailu. The Priya Sama Rabbi Yaisi, the Isra Kailu, Machayev Tarki. He holds that, that by Isra Kailu, Rabbi Yaisi is Machayev too. That's why if the brother marries, if Reuven marries Rachel, and then Shimon marries Leah, right? Rachel doesn't become any more Usher. She was Shimon's brother's wife. But since Shimon becomes Usher and the rest of the sisters, that is an Isser Kedel, and therefore you're Chayev too. That's what this Gemara holds now. And Bar Kapara says, no, that Bryce is wrong, meaning that Bryce is Rebchiah's Bryce, I don't agree with it. In that case, when Reuven married Rachel first, and then Shimon married Leah, it would not be Usser. The Isser Echais Yishu would not be Chal, because Rabbi Yaisi does not hold of Isser Chal. Right? So the same thing here. My Isser Chal is Kahacha. What is the Isser Chal? So the Gemara goes through it. Which case is an Isser Chal? We'll take the first case. Bishlai Mizar, Mikara Shari Bimlocha, Vasir Bavayda. On Friday, on Thursday, and on Wednesday, the Tzar can do work, can do malacha, he's just not allowed to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Atzilah Shabbos, then Shabbos comes. Now, the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash does not become more usher. It was usher from Sunday through Friday, and the same usher exists on Shabbos. So it's not maitzav. But the person becomes usher to do more things. He can't plant and plow and do all the things that he was allowed to do Sunday to Friday. Migu to commit to malacha. So that would be the case of Isser Kailu. Reb Chiya would say he's Chayev too, because since Shabbos adds multiple Yisurim to him, Bachmeister, can I trouble you for a cup of cold water? I'm sorry. My regular is not here today. Right? So since Shabbos adds more Yisurim to the person, that is Kailu. So since it's Isser Kailu, so it is Chau on him too. That's the case. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Isra Kail Chayev Tarti, the Tani Chayev Shem Eishas Achim Shem Achayez Isha. I feel enough to make the Akhav Nasachai. Even if Reuven married first, who died, and then Shimon married. The Lek Isha Mais of Bahai Batra. When he married Leah, he did not become any more Usher in Rachel. Rachel did not become any more Usher to anybody. El Isra Kail, Migan the Mitzvah Bekulach Vasa, since he's Usher to all the sisters, Kail Gam Zui Mahim. And when Rabbi Yaisi says, your chayev is only by Nasachai v'achach nasameis, that first Shimon married, and Rachel became Asher Zachai Isha, then Reuven married Rachel and Asher to all the brothers, she became more Asher. That Rabbi Yaisi answers even if Reuven married first. Reb Chiya Tani Lo. That is Reb Chiya's Braisa. Bar Kapara Lo Tani Lo. And Bar Kapara would not learn that Braisa. Mikara Kaidim Shabbazu. Migu the Mitzvah Melacha Mishim Shabbaz. Since he's Asher Melacha because of Shabbaz, becomes Asher in all Melacha. b'klal ha'iser, I'm sorry, kailos ha'vayda b'klal iser. So therefore it includes ha'vayda also. That's called the tzchal b'iser kailos. Shem Shabbat, v'chi v'shayach b'isiv, it's not b'isiv over here, sh'loy n'taysiv iser al-chaticha, the item, the object, the ha'vayda didn't become any more iser. Dainu ha'vayda, v'chi tami b'isiv, what would be b'isiv? The trashi, but I have a metzina l'mei marachi, this would have been right if it were true. Let's say Avodah would be Asr Sunday through Friday to Zarim, and Kahanim can do Avodah. Havilei Shabbos, and let's say Shabbos comes and it becomes Asr to Kahanim. So then Avodah became more Asr, but it's not true. Avodah did not become Asr to Kahanim on Shabbos. Had Avodah become Asr to Kahanim on Shabbos, then there would have been an increase in the Isra Avodah. That would have been Maisa. Havilei Shabbos, migud the itaysim la'isa l'gabi kahanim mishum Shabbos, itaysim namin l'gabi didei mishum Shabbos. B'hachi laki l'meima, but it's not true. Though on Shabbos l'mitri kahanim. What?
Sometimes the Ravoda become Asar on Shabbos.
Not the Avodah we're talking about that Azar is doing. That's not any more Asar.
Right.
Okay. Now, last week we had a problem. I alluded to it yesterday, but I want to spend a moment on it. How could the Gemara say Rav Chiya holds that Isser Kailo? According to Rav Yaisi, we had the case of Chamaisai, Eshes Ish v'Nasas Chamaisai. She was an Eshes Ish. And then Ruve marries her daughter. Rav Yaisi said that Chamaisai is not Chal. But that's an Isser Kailo. Because when Ruve marries this lady's daughter, he becomes Asher to her sisters. So he's becoming Asher to more women. If he's becoming Asher to more women, he should become Asa to Chamaisai as his mother-in-law, and that's a stricter Misa. Yet Rabbi Yaisi says we punish him as Eishes Ish. From there we see Rabbi Yaisi does not hold of Isser Kail. The answer is this Gemara holds that that's a separate kind of Isser. Because over there, when Reuven marries this lady's daughter, he's becoming Asa to the sisters as Achais Isha. It's a different Isser. The Isser that's on more people is not the same Isser that we want to make for the mother-in-law. Most of the time, Isser Kail, for instance, right? He was Usher to do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash Sunday to Friday. Came Shabbos, he becomes Usher to do any Malacha. So that would include the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash would be Usher for the same reason. Over there, he would become Usher to the sisters because of Erva 1 called Achais Isha. And we want to say, since he becomes Usher to the sisters, he becomes also to the mother-in-law as a mother-in-law. That's a different Isser. So this Gemara holds that Rabbi Yaisi does not hold Isser Kailo when it's two separate Isurim. Even though the second one makes him also to more people, but it's not the same Isser that the mother-in-law. Whereas here, it's the same Isser that's going to be Chal on everything, on the new things and on the old things. I hope I explained myself. Yes?
Do we look at this as a holistic? Like, this one, let's say she didn't have any symptoms.
That's another tariff they want to give. So this Gemara holds that reason, that's not an Isser Kail, doesn't work, is because it's talking in a case that didn't have sisters. You're right. That's what they want to answer. That's another tariff on this kasha. How can the Gemara say, oh, Isser Kail, by Eishes Ish v'Nasas Chamaisai, he says it's not Chal. What happened to Isser Kail? So someone answered, talking about over there, he has no sisters. She has no sisters.
No daughters
or anything else, correct. But the other answer is, Tyson's answer is, it's not the same Isser. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Baumum, let's move to the second case of Rabbi and Bar Kapara. A Baumum that does Avaida, right? A Baumum, what was the case then? A Baumum that did Avaida. Betumah. Bamum Shishimish Betuma. Right. So he has the Isser Bamum, and then he became Tame. So Rabkia says two, the Bakapara says one. It's purgable. Tuma is an Isser Kail. Before he became Tame, the Bamum could eat Kachim. He could do things. He could eat Kachim. He wasn't allowed to do Avaita because he's a Bamum, but he could eat Kachim. He became Tame, he became to eat Kachim. So the Tuma was Chal on him. And once the Tuma was Chal on him, Rabkia holds the Isser Kail. Since it's answering him in more things, he becomes also to do Avaida as a Tameh. But Kapara holds Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold of Isser Kail. Since he doesn't hold of Isser Kail. So even though Tuma to eat kachem, but it's not chal on the Avoda. The Avoda was also before, and ain't iser chal on iser. Rashi, the Gemara, Balmum, Mikara Shari Machila Vasir Bavoda. Before he became Tameh, he was allowed to eat kachem, he wasn't allowed to do Avoda. Itmulay, he became Tameh, bigger the Kamitzer Bachila. Now Tuma Atas and Bachila, it's an Ami Bavoda. Right? Became Aser Bavoda. So that's Reb Chiya holds, it's Chal B'Kaitl. And Reb Kapara would say, it's not Chal B'Kaitl, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shari Bachila B'Kachim, the Sivu Min HaKachim Yoichal. Pasuk says clearly that a Bamum is allowed to eat Kachim. He can't do Avaida, but he can eat Kachim. Migu the Mitzvah Bachila B'Shem Tuma, Chayel Nami, Shem Tuma, La Avaida. So those two work perfectly. That Reb Chiya and Reb Kapara are arguing, what would Reb Yaisi say by Yisra Kail? But case number three is impossible. Which is why, Dr. Gemara, Ella, Malika, Babas Achasi. Malika is not at Yisra Kail. What happened is, you have a bird. The bird's alive. You do Malika, two Isurim come on at the same time. One, Nevela. Two, that a czar is not allowed to eat kachi kedushim. They're both chal at the same moment. It's not a kail. It's not that one's there and then the second one comes and answers more things. The moment you do the malika, both isurim are chal at the same time. There's no iser kail there. So if you can't say that the machloikis is about iser kail. If the machloikis were about iser kail, then they should be arguing in two cases. In the third case, it's not Kail, it's Babat Achas. At the same moment, it becomes Usher as Nevela and as Kachim to the Yisrael. So why would Bakapara say you're only Chai as one? Both come at the same moment.
You have to shaft half of the...
As soon as you kill it, it's Nevela. You kill it, a Kayan can eat it and Yisrael can't. Because he's not allowed to eat kachim.
Maybe it becomes a balmum before it's dead.
There's no reason to eat a balmum. Again, the two Yisrael we're dealing with is a Zor Sha'achal Malika. So there's Nevela and the fact that he ate a bird of kachim, right?
But it's like a trefa before it's dead.
Again, we're talking about the Issa Nevela, right? The Issa Nevela is when it dies. At that moment, Kahanim can eat it and Yisrael can't.
Yeah.
Right. Dr. Akshi, that's the Gemara. Let's do the Gemara. Ella, Malika, Babat Akasi, the Mishkachasla. It's an Isser Batachas. Isser Kailua Mishkachasla. Zaktrashi, a Malika Kailua Mishkachasla. The Mishas Malika Kaili Tarvayu. Malika the Chau together. The Chod Manshle Nimkla. Hoyola Isser Meila. Before Malika, it was a regular bird of Kachim, that there's an Isser to be Mayal Behegdish. The Loizau Isser Zaras Amr Bakar Mishinitil Akilis Kahanim. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the Isser Zar. To eat something that's mutter to Kahanim has nothing to do with Me'ila. Me'ila goes off the minute Kahanim can eat it. Shenimlika, veneris to Kahanim. And when he did Malika, it became fit to Kahanim. Pakamino is there as arms to Me'ila. Me'ila goes off. V'chayole, iser zaris the zar lo yaychal. Now there's an iser that a zar is not allowed to eat kachim that belongs to, that's supposed to be eaten by a kayan. The iser Malika and the iser of Nevela come to iser batach at one moment. So the question is, these are two chal in one moment. So how could you say that the machloekis is about iser kail? It's not.
Why isn't that part?
The halacha is, once kahanim are allowed to eat it, that means there's no meal anymore. Let me explain. Anybody, time a person's magdish in ayla, there's meal in the animal. Ayla is the wrong case. Chatas, there's meal in the animal. Once you do zrika sadam and kahanim are allowed to eat it, if a czar eats it, he's not over meila. Because the Torah said, at this point, it becomes mutter to eat. That means the Torah took off the Issur Me'ilah. This is not a Gemara here, but that's a Gemara. The Gemara says so. That once it becomes mutil the kahanim, there's no more me'ila. Yisrael can't eat it for a separate iser called Mazar lo yoichal. I'm asking now, we'll get to it in a minute, but I just want to explain this Gemara. I'll get back to your question. So, the Gemara is saying that as long as the bird is alive, there's Mila. But that's not what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the Isra of a Zar eating something that's supposed to be eaten by a Kayan. Right? That starts after Milika, the same moment of Nevela. Frektisis, Corey's question. Not true. Because Nevela is chal the minute you did Milika. And the Isser Zor starts when the Kayan is allowed to eat it, which is after you either sprinkle the blood or squeeze the blood, depending on what bird it is. Pashtus, you sprinkle the blood. Chathas. Right? So it's two different times. So how can the Gemara say it's Basachas? It's really not Basachas. First you do Malika, then you sprinkle the blood. Malika makes it Nevela, and then afterwards comes the Isser Zor. So why is that? Why is the Gemara called that Basachas? That's Taisa's discussion. So Rashi seems to say, this is the way some Rishayim, Taisa has a whole answer, is that it's so close together that that's called Basachas. Because the Hazor is done, you do Malika and then go like this. Not much time between. There were some Rishayim learned that's close enough to be called Basachas. Taisus doesn't learn that way. Taisus is another Teretz. But Rashi seems to say that it's Basachas. And some Rishayim want to say that it's so close together that we call that Basachas.
Is it so allowed to do Malika?
Yeah, 1 second. Whereas the other Isurim we talked about, the Zohar that works on Shabbos, or about Mum that does Avayda B'tumah, they're not together. Yes, Ramesh, I'm sorry.
Malika is an Avoda, right?
Yes.
Is the Zohar allowed to do an Avoda that the Mekohan could ever eat?
I'm not doing the Malika. The Kayan is doing the Malika.
What does it mean it's a Zohar?
The case over here is a Kayan did Malika and a Zohar ate the bird.
A Zohar ate the bird.
That's the case here. The Zohar ate the bird that had Malika done to it. Bechir said he's chayiv two, and Bakapora said he's chayiv one. The Gemara's problem is this is not an Isser Kail, this is an Isser Basachat. And therefore everybody should say you're chayiv two.
Okay.
That's our problem. What? No, this has been going on since yesterday. It seems to be out of this one. Okay. And with the Gemara. Ella kemiflugi be'isra bas achas v'liba d'rabiyos. So the Gemara withdraws. The case is not a case of Isra Kail. The case is all these three things, and we're going to go through them, happen simultaneously. And the case of Kedushin, Achayt Isha and Eshesach were also simultaneous. And that was the Machlaikis, Reb Yaisi and Reb Shimon. Reb Yaisi said you're Chayiv two, and Reb Shimon said you're only Chayiv one. Now, why would Reb Shimon say Eshesach and Achayt Isha? So the case of Eshesach is talking about you did it simultaneous, and Eshesach is the stricter one, because it doesn't go off after Misa. And Achayt Isha goes off after Misa, so it's the lenient one. So Shimon would hold, only one of the two is Chal. The case is talking about two brothers made a Shliach, and the two sisters made a Shliach, same person, to be Mekabel Kedushin. So Reuven and Shimon made a Shliach, Reuven to be Mekadesh Rachel, and Shimon to be Mekadesh Leah. They appointed Yitzhak is going to be the Shliach for Reuben and Shimon. Rachel appoints the Shliach, and Leah appoints the same person to accept the Kedushin for them. So Yitzhak has in his hand two rings, and Rachel and Leah appointed Binyamin the kedusha for them. And Yosef hands Binyamin two rings at the same moment. So at the same moment, Baruch Hu and Leah become Aishafach and Achaisisha. Simultaneous. As Yosef handed Binyamin two rings, Reuven married Rachel and Shimon married Leah. Same moment. Here also, the Gemara is going to show how it happened to Basachas. We'll see in a minute how. Yes. You said there's such a thing called the Ashley Thompson, correct. But here, when you hand the two rings at the same time, it can't happen at the same moment.
What about on the Malika? Why isn't that a problem?
Again, when we talk about Esther Batachas, we're talking about the way we view it. We see it happening at the same time. Again, that was the problem you asked. It's not the same time. The answer that Rashi holds that it's close enough to be considered the same time.
For this purpose. Why does Reuven and Shimon have two?
We want to say now.
The girls have one Shaliach, and the two brothers give their
two. Yeah, but it's much easier if Reuven. It's much easier. See, once you tell me two people are giving it to the same shliach, it's very hard to say simultaneous. This is simultaneous. It's one person giving it to one person. It's just a better case.
What's the condition called?
When the ring arrives in the hand of the shliach mekabala.
Oh, not the shliach mekabala, the shliach mekabala.
Again, they made Binyamin a shliach to accept their kedushin. The men made Yosef a shliach to give them the kedushin.
It's only
Yosef hands it to Binyamin.
And the first one that asked, it doesn't matter.
It's not when it's Chal.
Yeah.
Why not?
It is?
He's saying...
You got to say that?
You have to know, the Edom have to know it's Kedushin. We're not going to get involved in the Nusach now. Zog to Gemara. Elo kemifligi b'isra b'atachas alibid Rabbi Yaisi. B'chir sabra Rabbi Yaisi b'isra b'atachas m'chayiv tarti. B'akabara sabra l'm'chayiv al-chada. B'akabara holds one. Rashi. Zog to Rashi m'chayiv tarti. Hod b'kamer l'el chayiv shtayim. That which Rabbi Yaisi said he's chayiv too. Came simultaneous. How do you have that? Mishkakas lo, kigan. How could that be? The two brothers made a shliach to be mekadesh the two sisters. V'hein asu shliach v'kavo kedusheya. And they together made a shliach, one shliach, to makabel their kedushin. Upagash shliach b'shliach, and one shliach gave it to the other shliach. So Reb Chiya learns that the case of Reb Yaisi is bat achas. Bat Kapara disagrees. He says by bat achas, Reb Yaisi would never say you're chayiv too. Therefore, must be the case of maitzev. The case will be said before that first. The Shimon married Leah, then Reuven married Rachel, so Rachel becomes more usher. That's why Rabbi Yaisi said Yechayim too. So they're arguing what was the case of Rabbi Yaisi. Did Rabbi Yaisi say it by Babas Achas, or did he only say it when it's Maitre? That's the Machloek. Let me say to Rashi. Let me Chayim al-Chaza. The Chi Chayim Tarti, I Rabbi Yaisi said Yechayim too, be it Sir Maitre. Like we learned last week, that Rabbi Yaisi only holds Yisrochal al Yisro b'maisav, and in the other case, it just means l'chayv remain rishoyim gemurim. Right? We talked about that last week. So that's the machloikas now. Now we want to say, we haven't yet fit it in, but now we want to say that Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara are arguing according to Rabbi Yaisi, They're arguing in a case of bat achas. When Rabbi Yossi said, you chayev two for achayis isha and eichasach, what was the case? Was it a case of simultaneous, and Rabbi Yossi said two? Or was it a case when the second one was a maitzah, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said two? That's the machloikas, Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kabbara. Rabbi Chiya understood the case. Is talking about they did a simultaneous kedushin, and Rabbi Yossi said you chayev two. So he walks away saying the Rabbi Yossi holds him by the batachas you chayev two, and Rabbi Shimon argues and says no, you're only chayev one, and which one, the stricter one, whatever that means, and Rabbi Bar Kabbara says that's not the case of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would never say two in that case. The case of Rabbi Yossi was when they were consecutive. And the second one was Maitzah. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi said, Issachar Alisser, like we said last week, that Rabbi Yossi holds by Issachar Maitzah, Issachar Alisser. So therefore, that's our new interpretation. Now, we still haven't figured out how the case of Zohar on Shabbat and Bamum B'Tumah and Zohar by Malika is Batachat. We haven't figured that out. The last one, yes. But the first two, how is that Batachat? We haven't gotten there yet. Yes, Corey.
Why would the one that holds that it's talking about Batachas, why would they have such a not shtiach case of two brothers marrying two sisters through two
shtichim? How else do you get a Batachas?
That's what I'm saying, but why would the...
We always talk about, to describe halacha, we always talk about not always, many times talk about cases that are a little bit outliers.
This is way out.
Not necessarily true. Reuben and Shimon's family decided to marry into Rachel and Leah's family. So, in order to save problems, it's much easier. It's, you know, we can get it done in one shot.
What's the novelty of Feinstein? You're doing both things at the same time.
Reb Shimon argues. He says only one of the two would be chal. At this point.
Even Shimon argues.
If the case of Achayis Isha and Eishes Ach is the Batachas, and Reb Shimon says you're only chayef one,
that's the
chiddush. Reb Yossi, Reb Kabbara holds Reb Yossi would not say chayef two.
I mean, isn't there a thing that you're not supposed to have simple
assumptions? That's a rabbinic issur. It's nothing to do with the kedushin being chal.
Yeah.
I thought
Reb Yossi
holds
Eshul Tzomtzin. Yeah, Doc Evans holds
Eshul Tzomtzin. Okay, so we're not talking about Bas Achas. That's because they hold Reb Yossi. Does that hold of that?
They hold it. No. Reb Yossi.
Last week we said, for sure, Reb Yossi holds Eshul Tzomtzin, right?
Wasn't last week, was a number of weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, whatever it was. So, how can you not?
If two Issur and Machal simultaneously, how many punishments does the guy get?
According to music, two.
How do you know that? Who says? Bar Kappara says only one.
Music holds two.
Bar Kappara says Reb Yossi holds only one.
He said that in
Reb Yossi.
Said that no one argued with that.
The what?
That Reb Yossi holds.
You can be Metamtim, doesn't mean both are Chal.
If you hold Epshel.
That just means it happened at the same moment. Now that it happened at the same moment.
Oh.
How many are you Chayev?
Well, I thought because it could happen at the same time.
No, not nothing to do with that. It happened at the same time. Now what?
Well, I mean, it's not. How can it. It has to be teaching me something. You're telling me it happened at the same time, and so you only have one.
Yes.
It didn't happen at the same time, what?
But depends. It might have quite a little same.
So you mean having it at the same time could be a chisaron?
Not worse than not having it at the same time. I fail to see your...
No,
your...
I don't understand. I thought having it at the same time is a reason that it can be called.
That's what Reb Chiya holds, correct. That's what Reb Chiya holds.
In Reb Yossi. And?
Bar Kappara says Reb Yossi never said that. Eftel Tzamtzim has nothing to do with this. Eftel Tzamtzim just says things can happen at the same moment. That's not the reason over here it should be chal or not be chal. Let's say it did happen at the same moment. What's the halacha?
What is the nugeya?
How many carbon katos the guy has to bring?
What is the nugeya? If Esther's the same or not?
That was the shayla of two ladies died at the same time. Can it happen or not? The machlokes and machairis. If two babies come out at the same time, are they both machairis? Can it happen at the same moment or one happened before the other? It has nothing to do with this. Absolute Samson has zero to do with this. This happened at the same time. It definitely happened at the same time. The question is, how many chatas is the guy chayev? Nobody's arguing whether it did or didn't happen at the same time. Reuven and Shimon made Yosef a shliach. Leah and Rachel made Binyamin a shliach. Yosef had it happen, handed both to Binyamin at the same second. No questions asked. It was definitely happened at the same second. Whether you hold absolute time to me, you don't hold absolute time to me. It happened at the same second.
So why are we bringing Rabbi Yossi in for?
Because Rabbi Yossi said by the sister and sister, by Achleis Ish and Eshesach, you're Chayim too. So we're saying Rabbi Yossi is talking in the case of Babachat, and he holds both are Chal. That's what Rabbi Chia says.
Who holds in that case of
Shabbiach
it's going to be
Chal? But how many Chatos is he going to... How many Chatos is he going to bring?
That case is for sure the same time, right?
Yes.
Reb Shimon
holds. And Reb Shimon said you can't have two Isurim on one item.
Even if it's the same time?
Even if it's the same... That's what Bakapara is saying now. All these things are subject to change. But that's what Bakapara is saying now. Correct.
I thought the problem was this.
Is
first.
No, now we're saying, Reb Shimon is saying, two can't be chal. Pick one. Pick one.
My wife learned it all wrong.
With supper, without supper.
Always that supper. Question's nine. What's going on today? Oh my gosh.
Okay, so how does it affect Zohar Shabbos, Bamum Betama? How does that have to do with Batachas? Zokti Gemara. Avahokah Mayitza Batachasika. Zokti Gemara, Hokha Zohar Shishimis Bishabbos. Higun, the Icy Shteisharis Bishabbos. He was a cotton. Bar Mitzvah was on Shabbos. The minute he turned Bar Mitzvah, both the Isser Zohar and Isser Shabbos kick in the same minute. He turned Bar Mitzvah as Shabbos started. Till he turned Bar Mitzvah, he wasn't Osir as a Zohar, and he wasn't Osir for Shabbos, nothing. It was a cotton. Turned Bar Mitzvah at the moment Shabbos started. At that moment, Tayag mitzvahs are chal on him. Bebas achas. Therefore, he has an Isser Zoris and an Isser Shabbos that happened the same moment. And now he went and served in the Beis HaMikdash. Both Isurim happened at the exact same moment. When Shabbos started, he became Bar Mitzvah. At that moment, both Isurim were chal. Whatever the time is that he became Bar Mitzvah, you pick the moment. When did the kid turn Bar Mitzvah?
I think it happened at the beginning of the day.
Fine, so that's when it happened.
So he had no hairs and stuff?
It doesn't make a difference if he had the hair the day before. It has to be Bar Mitzvah, he has to be 13.
He says before he's not Bar Mitzvah?
No. We possibly know. The Gemara's case is he grew the two hairs on Shabbos. The minute the two hairs grew, that's what makes him Bar Mitzvah biblically. It happened the same moment. But you don't want to get it complicated. He turned Bar Mitzvah. The Havaluzaris v'Shabbos b'had yadadi. Ba'mum nami. Gun the icy shteisaris v'itni lei. He was Tamei and a Ba'mum, and then he turned Bar Mitzvah. Till then, he's not chayav for tumah, not chayav for bamum. Da'avalei bamum, v'shabbat tatumah, b'had yadadi. That's simultaneous. Inami, I can give you another case, Babu. Shechotech etzboi besak in Tameya. Somebody cut his hand with a Tamei knife. Made him a Bamum and Tamei at the same moment. Now, I know you're going to tell me it's a fraction of a time difference, right? Because when you cut, the minute the knife touches, he becomes Tamei, and he doesn't become a Bamum. That's the raya they bring, that things that happen so close together are called Basak. Rashi. Zuck Rashi. What? Coming by mitzvah is a far-fetched case?
No, exactly the same.
Well, by mitzvah happens at the same second. Yes. A kid becomes by mitzvah 1 second, all Yisurim are chal at the same time.
When did he...
2 hours later. 5 hours later. 20 hours later.
Shabbos.
He became bar mitzvah on Shabbos.
Okay.
And he went and did Avodah.
That's Shabbos.
When did the Isser Zar and Shabbos start? Till now we assumed he was Isser Zar from Sunday through Friday, and then Shabbos came. He was not Isser Zar Sunday through Friday. He wasn't bar mitzvah.
Why isn't that an Isser Zar?
What?
That cotton too.
He's a cotton. Not chayav the mitzvah. Became bar mitzvah on Shabbos. All Yisurim kick in at the same second. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, then the ICH say Saras Hayyim Bishabazu. The Hashta Lekalame could little me Kari Shari Bimloch of Asim Avaida. You can't say it was Asim to Avaida. But the Chaushim Israel of Ad Hayyim. The Isazar is Isha Shabbos Yachad Bo, they came together. But you're right. Avalavish de Saras Bechayil, had he become Bar Mitzvah during the week, cut him Zaras Alei. Then his Zaras would come first. Ba'mum nami, gadai si shtei saris v'itmilei, kloima. The itmi kaidam, he became tame before, shehevi be saris. The betaych tumasai, umumai hevi shtei saris. He was tame and a ba'mum, and he became bar mitzvah. B'shas havoa, chalu shnayim, shar shnayim, ay tuyim alav. They were both there. He was a ba'mum, and he was tame. Tame's reality has nothing to do with it. A cotton can become tame. Shechata gadboi, bu amum, v'nitma b'chakitasa b'sakim. He became tame when he cut the knife. So that's the answer now. All three cases are Basachas. Zara and Avaida, Bamum and Tumma, Zara and Malika, all three cases happen Basachas. The Pia holds, the Rabbi Yaisi holds, the Yisra Basachas, you chayev two. And Bakaporo holds, the Rabbi Yaisi holds, the Yisra Basachas, you only chayev one. That's the Machloikas, the way we understand it now. As an aside, the Achreinim have a kasha from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a cotton is chayiv a mitzvah, except he doesn't get punished. Considered a bar chayuv a mitzvah, except he doesn't get punished. The Gemara there is talking about when an animal had a cotton did bestiality with an animal. So the Gemara says, really, the cotton did an avera. It's just that we don't punish him. Mashma there, that really a cotton's chayiv in mitzvahs beforehand. As a czar, he can't do it. We don't punish him, but he's chayiv. Here it seems to say there's no chiyuv at all till the minute he becomes bar mitzvah. Contradiction in Gemaras. So many Achreinim say many different terutzim. One of the terutzim said is that in Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, and things that are usher for everybody, a katan is obligated before he's bar mitzvah. It's not chayuv. But in a mitzvah that has nothing to do with anybody else, it's not a mitzvah sichlius, it's not something that goyim a chayuv in. It is unique for Jews, he's not chayiv till he becomes bar mitzvah. That's one of the answers given. The many answers given, this is a kasher. Or Sameach, many achreinim ask. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is mashma, that a katan is considered chayiv, but not punishable. And our Gemara is saying he's not chayiv.
I don't know
why
these Gemara are only dealing with punishment.
But this Gemara is talking about when the Isser is chal. then Avkamina will be punishment. But if the Isser is Chal, it was Chal. We're saying now that the Katan, the 6 days prior to his Bar Mitzvah, did not have an Isser to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. The Isser kicked in the same moment as the Isser Shabbos kicked in. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a Katan is Chayiv, it just doesn't get punished. So according to that, the Isser would have kicked in earlier. That's the contradiction in Gemara's that the Achrayim ask. For many different Terutzim are said, but the basic, I mean, one of the Terutzim said is Sheva Mitzvahs, he's Chayiv earlier. Arias, the guy's not allowed to do bestiality. And, and things that are only for Jews, he's not Chayiv to his Rebbe. Again, there are other Terutzim said, I just threw that out. Because Corey mentioned before whether a Katan's Chayiv or not. I'm sorry? I didn't hear what you said, Rabbi. Come on. Not everyone, but I think bestiality is Nichol. I think about Zachar Babahim is Nichol. Anyway, so that's the answer up till now. It works, but we run into a problem.
Am I right?
Because.
Is there a difference between Chayiv at Bar Mitzvah and Chayiv at 20?
You become Chayiv at Bar Mitzvah. You don't become any more Chayiv at 20. The word Chayiv means obligated, not punishable.
Punishable at 20? Is that correct?
At 20, we're talking about punishment. Punishment to be Dei Shemayim. Nothing to do with the obligation. No new obligations kick in at 20. Maybe Maksa Sashekel. Only one that might be different. I'm thinking about it. Now we got a problem. And Bar Kapara wouldn't call each other liars. We understand. He said, Rabbi Yaisi said, two. And you, Bar Kapara, must have heard Reb Shimon's opinion when you say one. But Bar Kapara is saying, Rabbi Yaisi said one. And Reb Shimon for sure says one, that means Reb Chiya is a liar. Because Reb Chiya said he heard two. You're saying that when Reb Chiya quoted Rebbe, he lied. Because, I don't mean lied deliberately, saying a falsehood. Reb Chiya would not say Bar Kapara is saying a falsehood. He would say, I heard Rebbe say two. Bar Kapara heard him say one, but Rebbe was going in Reb Shimon's opinion when he said one. Akapara thought he was going in Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. He's not saying a falsehood. He heard Rabbi say one. He heard it, but he got the wrong opinion. That's what Rabbi Chiya would say. Akapara would say, no, Rabbi said it in Rabbi Yaisi one. And Rabbi Chiya said something false. That's pretty harsh. Rabbi Chiya is saying he heard it. Were you calling him a liar? Something about Bishleima, Rabbi Chiya. He's saying when Rebbe taught it to me, too, he was going in Rebbe Yaisi's opinion. When he taught it to Bar Kapara, he was going in Rebbe Shimon's opinion. And Bar Kapara misunderstood. Rebbe never said two. Rashi. Don't think about Bishleima. You can say the thing he learned and the thing Bar Kapara. So, he asked the Rebbe the day, Rebbe Yaisi. When Rebbe taught him too, he was going in Rebbe Yaisi's opinion. Bar Kapara, who did tall? Bar Kapara made a mistake. The Sabbath, the Rebbe, Libra Rebbe Yaisi asked him. And he thought the Rebbe was teaching him according to Rebbe Yaisi. Elul Bar Kapara, Dama Rebbe, Libra Rebbe Yaisi asked him. Well, the Rebbe said, of one, and came to Liba the man asked Reb Chiya Chumra. Who was he going like when Reb Chiya said he heard too? V'chi Lebar Kapara Shkura Meshaka Reb Chiya? Is Reb Chiya making up a story? Do he ask the Rebbe B'chayim Shtayim? That Rebbe never taught him to? He can't do that. There's got to be a reason why Reb Chiya heard too. There's got to be a rationale to it. He swears he heard Rebbe say too. Bar Kapara swears he heard Rebbe say one. Reb Chiya will say, no problem. He said two to me, according to Abjaisi. He said one to you, according to Abshimon. Now, Kapara will say, no. He said one to me, according to Abjaisi. And he never said two. Well, that means you're making Rabbi Shechi a liar. That's harsh.
What would mean Rabbi Shimon doesn't have an opinion?
Shimon holds a Nesukha more than anybody else. Meaning he for sure is not going to say two if Rabbi Shechi says one. So again, we had a beautiful pshat in the Machlokes of Chiya and the Bakapara, but we ran into a major snag. The beautiful pshat we had was arguing based on Batachas. Would Rabbi Yossi agree to two? Or would he hold one? The only problem is Bakapara is making Rabbi Chiya into a liar, and that doesn't work. Rabbi Chiya does not swear falsely. Gotta be a way Bakapara understands Rabbi Chiya. He disagrees with him, but Rabbi Chiya didn't make up a story. So, we're back to the drawing board. Zakti Gemara. Ella, Kamiflugi, Be'isra, Basachas, Alibad, Rabbi Shimon. We changed our mind. Everybody holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, Basachas, both are chal. Hakapara agrees, Rabbi Chiya agrees, according to Rabbi Yossi, Bas Achas is two. No argument. Like Avraham Cohen said, if it happens at the same time, how can you not say two? In Rabbi Yossi, everybody agrees. The Machlokes is, does Rabbi Shimon agree by Bas Achas? Rabbi Chiya says, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, if they come at the same moment, they're both chal. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kapara says, no, Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree. So now we've switched it. Until now we said the argument is in Rabbi Yossi. Now we're saying the argument is in Rabbi Shimon. Now the question is, how does that save us from our problem? Again, one of them is saying the other one. We'll have to get to that. But that's what the Gemara wants to say now. Ella, kamiflugi be'itzer basakas alibin Rabbi Shimon. Rashi, alibin Rabbi Shimon. V'holki kamar Rabbi Chiya. Avagav the polygraph Shimon of Potter, Hanimili Bekail, Ababat Agat, Maida. Hoyo will I call them Chavre. No one precedes the other one. They both come at the same moment. They both are Chal. Bakaparam of Bat Agat, Nami polygraph Shimon. So now at least we have a new Mahalach. How that helps us, the Gemara will have to elaborate. Because the bottom line is, like, why did they swear? We're going to see in a minute. But that's the new Mahalach that we're going with. We will continue, Meir Hashem, tomorrow.